Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at the seven cries from the cross of Calvary. The words of the Lord Jesus as he hung suspended between heaven and earth for the sins of humanity. On yesterday we saw the first cry, the cry of a compassionate sovereign, when he cried, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Today I want to look at this second cry, and I'm taking our text in the book of Luke, chapter 23, and verse number 43. The Bible says that Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." And today I want to see the cry of a condescending Savior. And what I mean by that is that the Savior left his home in the portals of glory, came down to this earth. He made himself like unto sinful flesh, yet without sin, suffered the same agonizing death as did a thief, that in his ultimate and final act, while taking on the sins of all humanity, that he might take on also the sins of a common thief who was hanged beside of him, or who was crucified beside of him. He said, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." I've often said this is a great test to see whether someone has Bible salvation or not. When someone knocks on your door or want to give you literature, or when some televangelist or someone else tells you how you get to heaven, always take it back to the acid test and see if the thief on the cross could get to heaven according to their way of salvation. Because you think about it, the thief on the cross, he did not come down and do any good works. He was not baptized. He did not get to take communion. He did not ever attend church. Friend, he did nothing other than simply believe. And yet the Lord Jesus made a very profound statement when he said, "Verily I say unto thee," meaning the word verily, truly, "today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Now picture this. Three men crucified on crosses. Two of them, well, the one on either side, they are railing, as the scripture says, against the one in the middle, saying to come down off the cross and save thyself and us. You know, that is a common form of man-made religion that even goes on today. See, a lot of people want salvation aside from the cross. A lot of people want salvation around the cross. They don't want this bloody religion that the scripture declares, without the shedding of blood from sin there's no remission. And so both thieves, they call for this, a crossless salvation, a bloodless salvation. And yet then at that moment of faith, just before this thing climaxed, one thief turned and looked at him, realized that he was not like anyone else, and turned him and he said to him, "Lord," and recognized him as Lord. And he secondly said, "When thou comest into thy kingdom." Here are men that are dying, and yet here's this guy talking about a kingdom and coming into a kingdom. And then he said this, "Lord, remember me." Well, may I say that the Lord did remember him. And he responded to him by saying, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Didn't take all week, but that afternoon, right then and right there, that same day, matter of fact, the Lord Jesus, he died first because he dismissed his spirit. The thief, having his legs broken, he died time later. But yet, according to the scripture, that thief will be in heaven when you and I get there. And he did so because of the cry of a condescending Savior when he said, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." Friend, I don't care how far you've stooped, how low you've gone, how bad you've been. If the Lord could forgive and save the thief on the cross, he could save you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us, I pray. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.